this weekend, the Sixers gaming team is going up against the Timberwolves in the NBA 2K League Finals. And joining me right now is the Coach of the Year, Jeff Terrell, along with center Alexander Bernstein, a.k.a. Steez. Guys, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, man. Now, for someone who doesn't know NBA 2K, can you provide them with a little bit of background on the sport and how you got into it?
Basically, NBA 2K League is just like traditional 5v5 basketball. It's, you know, each individual has their own position. We have point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center. And, you know, just like any traditional sport, you're working together to, you know, achieve a goal. And that's what we do at 76ers GC. How I got into it, after college, I came home, started working as a financial advisor. And when I would get off work, you know, my passion was always video games. So that was just something I played and I grinded. And when the league got announced, 2K had been the game I had been playing for a couple of years, and you know, I told my family that I kind of wanted to go for it. So in the midst of going to work and doing all that, I was still putting in time to try and make the league. And then as the combine came around, which is the tryout process to showcase your skills, I just went for it 100% full hearted and you know, eventually got the call.
Now, why center for you?
Center wasn't going to be my main position. I came into the league as a small forward, and when we drafted our first year in Philly, it didn't work out playing small forward. We needed somebody as a big man, and I kind of just told the team that, you know what, I'll do it. Like, that's fine. Like, I'll figure it out as best I can. I had to pick things up quick because we had a tournament the very first week, and that was the tip-off, and we actually ended up winning that tournament, and then I've just been at the big man position ever since.
Now, what's the difference between this season and last?
This season and last, the first season, I'd say you were still learning new things about the league, about, you know, just meeting your teammates and stuff like that. Like, you had to pick up chemistry with them. This season two feels a little bit more natural. Everything feels like a way easier. Everybody's more comfortable on stage, but this season just feels a little bit more right. And it feels like, you know, we did all the right things to be able to get this championship.
Now, what support do you guys receive from the Sixers? It seems like on social media, they're very supportive of you guys, but behind the scenes, what does the team do for you guys?
They do very well. So, when we get in market and stuff, we obviously get to go to Sixer games as a team. The organization as a whole, supports us a lot. So, I mean, after we won the tip off, for example, in the beginning of the year, we came back, we had Franklin, you know, the big high five tunnel. They, had a little celebration for us. They've been very supportive, for two straight years, and they incorporate us like we're part of the family. So they've been amazing.
All right, now you just mentioned the tip-off and winning that. So it's been a kind of a crazy season for you guys, but what was the single greatest challenge you faced this season, and how did you approach like overcoming that?
I'd say our biggest challenge probably was, you know, we brought back four retained players from season one. So season two, you're bringing in two new rookies who you don't really know on a personal level. You know that they're good 2K players, and you hope they're, you know, they're just good people. And bringing them here to Philly, you want them to buy into the system as much as possible because it's what got, you know, Philly on top in the 2K league so far. So I think the toughest thing is just getting two other teammates, or just teammates in general, just to buy into your system and being able to just, you know, be a good teammate and be a good brother. And you know, that's what develops winning habits and you know, creating a dynasty.
How many hours do you say you guys work on this?
So, you know, some days are shorter than others, but, you know, to be one of the best, you got to grind as much as possible. And so sometimes it's anywhere from, you know, 8 to 10 to 11 hours a day.
Now, I love playing 2K myself. I'm trash at it, though. I'm really bad. But, you know, usually you tend to get tired of games sometimes. What's the game that you guys go to when maybe 2K just gets a little too much for you and kind of want to just relax with something else?
Right now, you know, it switches. Season one, I'd say it was more Fortnite. But we kind of got off that because Fortnite, I don't know, it started getting a little too crazy for us.
It's a cesspool.
So we switched over. Yeah, so we season two is more like Call of Duty, and then if it's not like a Call of Duty game, then what we'll do is we'll just play different modes on 2K.
All right, now what's back to 2K? What's and this team? What's one thing that this team that makes them so special that the fans may not see?
One thing that I think makes this team special is that we're very unselfish. The whole team. Nothing is about accolades. Nothing's about stats for us. We got Coach of the Year, and then Breadwinner got on the defensive team, first team all defense. But none of that stuff matters. We had a goal in mind when we drafted. We had a goal in mind when we showed up here in Philly this year, and that was to win a championship. And we've been saying it since day one. You know, it's championship or bust for us. We don't come here for 6 months out of the year away from our families, away from our loved ones to. I don't want to say waste time, but that's pretty much what it is. You know, we need to win this championship to make it all worth it.
Now, the team that you're facing in the finals, T-Wolves Gaming, they're the hottest team in the league. So how do you prep? Do you prep, like, differently for a team with this much momentum, or do you treat them just like any other matchup?
We treat them the same as any other matchup. For the past 2 years, we like teams to have to adjust to us. We play a different style than a lot of teams. We're very, very consistent with how we play. And we're just going to go into it like it's just a regular game. We're not going to treat it too big. Obviously, it being for a championship and it being in the finals, we'll go in and it's going to have a bigger stage. But we're going to go in just like it's a regular game.
Who is the X factor for you guys in the finals?
Honestly, I think the biggest X factor for us would probably be our lockdown, Nudini. He's a heck of a lockdown, but, we're playing a very, very good point guard, very good point guard. So I think if he can handle that matchup and win that matchup, I think it'll be very, very hard for them to beat us.
And I tell the people that might not know where we can watch this game Saturday.
Yeah. So you can watch it on, Twitch. .tv, and it's NBA 2K League, where you can go to YouTube as well and watch it on the NBA 2K League. They both will be live, and both of them will start the games at 3:00 Eastern time on Saturday.
Well, hopefully you guys start it off and bring the championship back to Philly, and then the Sixers follow suit and bring a parade to the town next June.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.